Well, good morning, everybody. There's a story of a little kid who was choking on a dime. He had swallowed the coin, and his mom was alone with him in the house, and she's in the kitchen, and she sees that he's choking on this coin, and she's just flipping out, you know, and she didn't know what to do, and it's not working. She's trying to get the coin out, and so she's like, I don't know what to do, so she runs into the street, and she's yelling, help, 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 my son is choking on a dime. And this man walks in the house with her and like that, takes care of the issue in no time. And the woman looks at him and says, my gosh, man, you know what you're doing. You must be a doctor. He says, no, I work for the IRS. Okay. Anyway, you know the deadline is, what, the 15th, I think, nowadays? Anyway, today, my friends, I was thinking about this place where Jesus says in our gospel, he's quoting Isaiah, and he says that a lot of people have what he calls gross hearts, ugly hearts. And I was kind of trying to piece together with the Lord in prayer and these readings and so on, like, how do we avoid having a gross heart? Like, we probably know kids who have especially the really, really young ones who have the most beautiful hearts and do the most extraordinary things. The other day we went to a baptism party and there was this group of kids that was there and they were, the party was going on for quite some time and they were all kind of collecting coins from around the house. And then they brought all these coins, like this group of five kids, to me and they said, this is for Jesus. And I'm like, man, like, those are good hearts. Like, how do we have a heart like that? How do we have a heart that's not gross and corroded by this world and the thorns and all the junk and polluted? How do we have a beautiful heart? And I was thinking with our readings and such of three ways. They all start with F, so they're easy to remember, maybe at least one of them today. The first thing is our hearts have to be focused. Focused. Listen to our collect this morning at this beautiful Mass, which is prayed by Catholics around the world at every Holy Mass that is offered today, assuming the priest isn't a doofus and doing the wrong prayer. This is the prayer that is prayed on the 15th Sunday of Ordinary Time and has been since the beginning of our church. And listen to this. We prayed that for the grace to reject whatever is contrary to the name of Christ, and to strive after all that does it honor. Is that us? Like, do we really reject everything that dishonors our Lord? Because here's the thing, is like, everything in this world either brings us closer to Jesus or takes us further away. And I don't think that most of us realize that. I include myself half of the time. I think that a lot of times we think that what we do with our time, the movies that we watch, the books that we read, the conversations that we have, all of that sort of thing, like, is pretty neutral. But no, Jose Maria Escrivá, wonderful saint, he said, every person that shows up in front of your face, Jesus put there. It's an occasion for grace. Every single person, like, there's no accident. Every person, everything, either takes us closer to Jesus or pulls us away from Jesus. And a focused heart is so focused on our Lord that we will deliberately say no to certain things because of Jesus. And we will deliberately say yes to certain things because of Jesus. A focused heart has Jesus as the focus of just about everything. And I do worry sometimes, if I were the worrying type, I would worry, that sometimes our values have gotten a little shifted, so much so that, other people at other parishes, that they might just think about God for that 1 hour when they're at Mass. Or, and with COVID, a lot of people have just kind of, whatever. But we have got to be at this place where we're so focused on Jesus. We're so focused on Jesus that we will do whatever it takes to get closer to Him, and we will do whatever, reject whatever it takes that gets us away from Him. So our heart's got to be focused. That's number one. That's how to avoid a gross heart. Number two, with our second reading, wasn't that awesome? St. Paul talking to the church in Rome 2,000 years ago, and he says this. Our hearts have to be faithful. Brothers and sisters, I consider the sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed. Like, our hearts have to be faithful, not fearful. And St. Paul is spot on. That you know, like, every life has sufferings. We all have individual sufferings. Most of us have sufferings that we don't tell some people. You know, like, we have sufferings in our hearts, and we have sufferings in our lives, and we come to terms with them with the Lord, and we take them to the Lord that He might transform them. We all have sufferings, but then we also have collective sufferings, maybe as a family or even as a country. You know that we're suffering a bit as a country right now, and as a larger collective world. But St. Paul is going, those sufferings are nothing compared to the glory to come. And like, that really, like, a super faithful heart gets that. And we don't get overcome by the evil one, because that's what he wants to do, is to overcome us with our problems. And to overcome us with this, that, or the other thing. But a faithful heart realizes that this isn't a big deal. Like, whatever it is, like, this big thing that you're, like, we're really, like, worked up about, and, like, it's nothing compared with the glory to come in Jesus in heaven. Like, isn't that amazing? Like, in a faithful heart, my friends, is what we gotta have. A holy saint said this: to fear is to insult God, because God's taking care of it. There's a story of a boy who was on a boat, and the boat was going down, and everybody on the boat is freaking out. Except this boy who's just sitting there. And at one point, this other boy comes up and says, "Aren't you worried? We're going to die." And the boy says, "My dad is the captain." My friends, like, our dad, Abba, is the captain of our ship. And we don't got to worry. That doesn't mean we don't be part of the solution to the problems of our day. We have to be. It's what we're called to. But it does mean that we ought to keep things in perspective. The sufferings of the present time are nothing compared with the glory to come. Where God is, fear is not. Where God is, fear is not. And our hearts, to be beautiful and not gross, have got to be faithful. The last F that I was thinking of is fertile. And our first reading talks about that, and our gospel talks about it too. Jesus has a lot to say about how to have a fertile heart, a heart where God is this generous sower who's just like throwing seeds out all over the place. And so long as our hearts are fertile, amazing fruits will come. And God wants to do amazing things in and through us, you know? And he does do amazing things in and through us. Look at the saints. Look at what they did. I was thinking of even some folks who aren't canonized saints. I was thinking of the founder of Habitat for Humanity, who heard the word of God. The word is the seed, and it comes and it reached his heart. And he, because he heard one Bible verse, started Habitat for Humanity and made the world a better place. And like, we do that, my friends. Like, as long as our heart is fertile, and God's planting these seeds, maybe they're ideas, maybe they're hopes, maybe they're dreams, and maybe whatever they are. And like, as so long as the heart is fertile, and we take the scriptures, we take however God is talking to us, and God wants to produce all these beautiful fruits with it. And that's pretty cool. And so let's pray for that kind of a heart. Rich soil, so that God can do what God wants to do. God will do anything through us if we refuse him nothing. And God wants to, he's sprinkling seeds all over the place. The problem is, a lot of our hearts are kind of like deserts. And it's our job to do the tilling. And so let's pray for that today. Let's pray for non-gross hearts. Let's pray for hearts that are focused on Jesus. Hearts that are faithful, not fearful. And hearts that are fertile and therefore fruitful. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.